He's got a passion for Christ and
Da Bears.
From the creators of Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and Chicago Justice, it's Chicago Pope.
We're on a mission from God.
His blessed sacrament is a slice of deep dish pizza and a shot of Malort.
I'm planning on taking one of my Pope hats and putting a Bulls logo on it.
Chicago Pope, following a new episode of Chicago Transit Authority and Chicago Parking Enforcement, CBS Tonight.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Tell me, do you know what day it is?
I have no idea.
No idea?
I'll give you a hint.
Here's a hint.
Somebody just wrote a body limerick on the men's room wall.
And it was a rather peculiar limerick.
The only other toast I know was a limerick.
There may have been a limerick of some kind.
Did you just make up a dirty limerick?
It was like a limerick.
There once was a girl from Nantucket.
Stop!
A little racy for a family show.
This is a family show?
Absolutely.
Happy National Limerick Day.
Showtime.
Yeah. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How's that work? Well, you enable the skill. You have to do that one time to listen to us on the Alexa device. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's so easy. You can also find our podcast on the Alexa. So we do the live show from 8 until 11 weekday mornings. And then we take all those segments and we repack them into a full-length podcast that usually drops around noon. And you can find that on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can search the Mike Show VA podcast wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, even just go to our website, radio434.com. You'll find our Mike Show channel, and you'll find the link to the podcast right there on the Mike Show channel. All right. And then you can watch our Facebook Live, the video simulcast of the show, at the Mike Show VA on Facebook, at the Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces. And that works for our Instagram, our YouTube channel. That works for MySpace, X, Twitter, whatever else is out there. Not the TikTok, because, well, we don't do the TikTok yet. If we did the TikTok, I'd have to have a young person here. All right. Coming up on today's program, it's the Monday edition of the show. And we're going to recap the weekend. We were down at Ballad Brewing over the weekend, down in Danville. And I want to tell you about my accommodations. When I work down in Danville, especially if I'm working at Ballad Brewing, I tend to not want to drive back to Lynchburg after working all evening, okay? Because, you know, we're doing events. Either we have a band. We had Tommy Bryant out at Ballad on Saturday night, and he is phenomenal, just absolutely positively phenomenal. And so, you know, after, even if I've only had one or two, you know, I shut up. Even if I've only had one or two, I do not, and I'll emphasize this with sound effects, I do not want to drive back that's it would not be responsible of me. And then, you know, if you know, God forbid, a deer ran out in front of me, or you know, or tail light was out or something, and I got pulled over, and I've had like one or two beverages, that would just not be good. Okay, it just wouldn't be good.
What a delicious task that is.
Yes, yes. And it's just, you know, you would just be. I think I would be categorized this way.
You idiot!
Exactly. All right. So, I stay overnight when I'm in Danville, and I have two hotels that I choose from, and one of them is the B. I said the B.
Oh no, not the B!
Yes, the B.
Not the B!
Yes, the B.
Ah!
It's an incredible hotel. All right. And it's right there in downtown Danville, and it's beautiful. It is a completely redid boutique hotel that is just wonderful. And if you're familiar with in Lynchburg, Craddock Terry, for example, it's similar to that. They took the building that used to be the Danville Bee newspaper. I said the Bee.
Oh no, not the Bee!
Yes, yes. They took that building. And they completely transformed it into this absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous hotel. And then the other hotel, which is the one that I just stayed at on Saturday night into Sunday morning, was the Holbrook. And that is in the city's West End area, just a little ways up from downtown. Another absolutely phenomenal hotel. And I will show you some of the photos from the suite that I stayed in. And I really want to thank Madison, who is the general manager at both locations, both the B and...
Oh, no, not the B!
Yes, the B. And the Holbrook, because she not only did she take care of my reservation and everything for Saturday night, but she upgraded me to this incredible suite, which when I didn't realize that was where I was being booked, and I walked in, and the first thing I see is a full kitchen with stainless steel appliances, including a range, a big microwave, a dishwasher. I'm like, and I'm in a kitchen where, you know, there's a table and everything. I'm like, what the what? Okay, so I round the corner, and then, of course, there's a glorious, glorious bathroom. It's just absolutely glorious. And then, you know, walk down the hall, and there's a living room, and then the bedroom tucked in behind it. I'm like, holy crap! I just got the whole corner of this hotel for myself, and it was just absolutely phenomenal. And that was at the Holbrook. So... if you, and I know a number of folks that are working in Lynchburg also have offices and do business down in Danville, I would absolutely positively recommend for you guys either stay at the B or the Holbrook. They are both absolutely positively phenomenal. And if you're going down there for leisure, if you're going down to check out Ballad Brewing, or if you're going down for Caesars or whatever, you know, stay off property and be within walking distance of all kinds of really, really cool attractions and outside of the hustle and bustle. It's cool, you know, to go to the casino and stuff and see a show. But trust me, you're going to want to stay at either the Holbrook or the B in Danville. It's just phenomenal.
Oh, no, not the B!
Yes, the B. All right, coming up. America has been cranking out kids named Olivia and Liam for the better part of a decade now, and we're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about the top most popular girl names in 2024, and the top most popular boy names for the last year. Plus, of course, our top list, top signs you picked a terrible baby name. All right. That and so much more. Mother's Day yesterday, we'll recap that as well. What else? Well, of course. Of course your five random facts and your stupid criminals and all that stuff. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Just in time for summer vacation, there's a new entertainment hub with something for the whole family. Oopsies! Oopsies has everything. A lion petting zoo, table saw, arts and crafts, a knife throwing room, even a swimming pool with just the deep end and no floatsies. Try blindfolded skeet shooting or walking on hot coals. Grab a bite to eat in Oopsie's food court with your choice of rare and dangerous pufferfish sushi, an E. coli beef burger, or yesterday's tuna with mayonnaise. Oopsie's offers a summer adventure you'll never forget. Mm-hmm. Oopsie's.
Yep, just don't take the kids there. Speaking of the kids, the Social Security Administration released its annual, baby names list for Mother's Day. And for a sixth straight year, Olivia and Liam were the top two baby names in 2024. Liam has been number one for boys for eight straight years. Olivia has been on top for six straight years. Now, let me tell you this. There was the longest time that Michael, or Mike, was the top baby name. How many years? Top baby name Mike. How long did that last, or Michael? Over the last 100 years, the Social Security Administration says the boy's name, Michael, has held the top spot most often, 44 times. All right, so Liam, you got a long way to go. There are two of four names that have dominated the rankings, though, for over a decade. Speaking of Liam and Olivia, back to that. Since 2014, either Olivia or Emma has been the number one name for girls. The other has been number two. Same applies for Liam and Noah for boys. So here, let's do the top 10 most popular baby names for 2024. We'll do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. Number 10, Sophia with an F instead of a PH. It's the first time it's made the top 10. It knocked out Luna, which fell to 13th place. Ava, top 10 since 2005. Evelyn, it's been 8th, 9th, or 10th. Every year since 2017, it is now number 8. Isabella, top 10 since 2004. Sophia with a PH, top 10 since 2006. It was the number one name for girls from 2011 to 2013. Mia, MIA, top 10 since 2009. Charlotte, top 10 for 11 years running. Amelia, up one spot from number 4. It's at number 3 right now. Emma, top 5 every year since 2002. And then, of course, Olivia. It's been in the top 5 ever since 2008. Now the top 10 names for boys. Number 10, William. It has made the top 20 every year since the 1900s. Okay. Since 1900, literally 1900. Lucas, it's always been eighth or ninth since 2018. Elijah, top 10 for nine straight years. Mateo, it cracked the top 10 for the first time last year when it was number six. It's the Spanish version of Matthew, which ranked 33rd this time. Matthew ranked 33rd this time. Henry, top 10 for 5 years in a row. James, the mainstay of the top 20 for 125 years running, probably longer. Social Security stats only go back to 1900. Theodore, the first time it's made the top five. It's up from number seven. It's at number four right now. Oliver, the sixth year in a row, it's held the number three spot. Noah, top five for 14 years in a row. And then, of course, Liam. It has been the top five for 12 straight years. It got popular around 2010 when the band One Direction got big. You know, Liam Payne. Liam tragically died last October. The baby names that also saw some of the biggest gains were Truce, T-R-U-C-E, for boys. And I can't even pronounce that. A-I-L-A-N-Y, for girls. Truce jumped more than 11,000 spots to number 991. And here, let me see if I can get a pronunciation on this one. And I don't mean to derail the segment, but how? And just say pronounce. Let's see if we get our pronounceify lady. Nope. All right, let's go with this guy.
Alani.
Okay, thank you. it's very a matter of fact. Alani. Jumped from 855th way up to 101. So now, with that, that brings us to our top list. For the sixth straight year in a row, Olivia and Liam were the top baby names. But you wouldn't know that since what you chose to call your kid matches so many things from today's list. It's our top list today. Top signs you picked a terrible baby name. All right, here we go, number one. Use this one. Top signs you picked a terrible baby name. You got it from a Hunger Games book. Yep. top signs. You picked a terrible baby name. It was a popular name from the 1930s in Germany. It sounds like something you'd take for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Yep. Top signs. You picked a terrible baby name. It's easy for other kids to rhyme with genitalia, like Enos. Top signs you picked a terrible baby name. It doesn't sound like someone Leonardo DiCaprio would date in 18 years. It's Latino and Donald Trump is the president. So. Top signs you picked a terrible baby name. It doesn't honor your rich Nana who's about to die. And top signs you picked a terrible baby name. Elon Musk says it's a great baby name. There we go. Hey, where's the thingy? Click the thingy. There we go. The Mike Show. Sorry, I'm preoccupied with technology. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Foreigner will reunite with original lead singer Lou Gramm. Many will have the reaction, it feels like the first time. An old photo surfaced of the Pope at a White Sox game, proving he not only talks about hell, he's experienced it. An igloo cooler recall is in effect after people cut off their fingers with the handle, but at least they have a place to keep the tip on ice. And the kid from Jerry Maguire says his career isn't where he wants it to be. Probably because we still call him the kid from Jerry Maguire. This is not headline news.
No, it isn't. It's the Mike Show, and we're really, really happy that you've joined us. Taking a look at the downtown tower cam, position number 4, at the river. Zoomed in on the fountain. We're going to pan over to the boat launch. It's going to be a dreary, dreary, soaking wet day all throughout the area. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford one. All right, stop panning right there, right there. Wonder whose car that is. Anyway, so I know this is going to come as a shock, but it's socially acceptable for men to have a bigger body count than women, but not by as much as you think. A new study claims to have found the sweet spot for the ideal number of sexual partners.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. For men, the magic numbers were about 4 to 5 lifetime sexual partners. 4 to 5. Okay. With 2 or 3 being casual. And the age of their first encounter between 18 and 20. For women, the ideal was lower. 2 to 3. Partners with 1 to 2 casual, and an age for the first encounter between 16 and 18. The study used data from Germany, where the age of consent is 14 among peers. The first thing is, the study was focused on perceptions of 25-year-olds. So apparently, that's lifetime for 25, not like for a frisky 70-year-old. Bill. Anyway, in any event, people with moderate sex lives are judged most positively, while those at either extreme, either super active or completely inactive, tend to face more punishment, I guess. That's the word they use, in quotes. And men don't always get away more leeway.
Nice beavers.
Thank you. It. I just had it stuck.
Yes, you did.
Let me help you with that.
The study also found that men who had less relations than their ideal were judged more harshly than women in the same situation. So men still face pressure to perform, while women are penalized more for exceeding expectations, I guess, according to this. What else? What else we got? No, I don't want to do Allergy Awareness Month. How about this? There was one other one that I saw that I might want to do more. I still don't want to do Allergy Awareness Month. No. All right, how about this? Normally, when somebody says, your ears must have been burning, they're implying that they were talking about you favorably. But what if they were talking smack? There's a new study out that says 15% of people would rather be trash-talked behind their backs than not mentioned at all. Really? The researchers conducted 5 experiments with more than 2,000 participants, and in the end, they found that a solid 64% of people want to be gossiped about behind their backs when it's something positive. Roughly 25% want to be talked about when it's ambiguous, whether it's something good or bad. And 15%, 1 in 7, would want people gossiping about them when it's something negative, if the alternative is that people don't talk about them at all. The percentages are about the same when the gossip was happening at a social gathering or a workplace setting, and men are more okay with negative stuff than women. researchers say it proves that for a good chunk of people, social invisibility is a fate worse than being badmouthed. All right, coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads Games, our arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Maybe. I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. The modern iteration of Sudoku.
Sudoku.
Yeah, I got that right. I said Sudoku.
Sudoku.
She's irritated. The modern iteration of Sudoku was invented in 1979. It was called Number Place, and it was invented by an American architect named Howard Garnes. The reason that we know it as Sudoku is because it became a mainstream sensation in Japan first.
Hello.
Hi. Before taking over the rest of the world 20 years ago. Number two. Only two of the number one NFL draft picks from the past 20 years have won a Super Bowl. Matthew Stafford with the LA Rams in 2022 and Eric Fisher with the Kansas City Chiefs in 2020. Approximately 2% of people have a gene that makes it so that their armpits don't smell, even without deodorant. That's me. Number four. The first speeding ticket was given out in 1899 in Manhattan. I got it. No, I'm just kidding. It was given out to a cab driver who was going a blazing 12 miles per hour in an 8-mile-per-hour speed zone. And number five, ad time for the series finale of the TV show MASH in 1983 cost more than ad time for the Super Bowl that year. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random
facts. Yep. The Mike Show, it's the, what is today? Today's a Monday edition of the program. We had a low key kind of a chill Mother's Day. I got back in from Danville a little later than expected, but you know, that wasn't the reason that we just did a low key chill. It was just, you know, I mean, with both of our work schedules, I think Tab just I said Tab. I think Tab was just happy to lounge on the couch for an afternoon and not have to do anything. I mean, literally, sleeping was the thing that she wanted to do the most. Just like chill and not go anywhere. We were gonna do dinner. I was gonna make a special shrimp boil and stuff, and then we were like, you know what? Kind of last minute. Let's just do this. And she made wings and shrimp, and I made a ribeye. and it was delicious, actually.
What a delicious task that is.
It was. So we just chilled, watched binged a season of Stranger Things. It was cool. It was a cool day. Good weekend. Again, want to thank Tommy Bryant for coming out to Ballad Brewing on Saturday night. Tommy is phenomenal, and if you have a chance to see him, you need to get out. If you scroll back through our Facebook page to our last mic'd up pop-up concert at Three Roads, Tommy played that. This week, we have another mic'd up pop-up. It comes back, hopefully. Let me look this up. Let me see. Where are we at? No. Check that. The 22nd, we've got Greta Elise is going to be joining us on the 22nd. I'm a week ahead. Yeah, I am. It's only the 12th. Why am I living on fast forward? So this week, we do not have a mic'd up pop-up scheduled because it's Metal Rumble on Saturday the 17th. There are, I believe, 7 metal bands, including our fan favorite, Smoke. They're going to be at Three Roads. Coming up this Saturday. So we'll tell you a little bit more about that as well. And then the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series returns to Three Roads on May 22nd with Greta Elise, and then again on May 29th. And it's a mixer with C-Vain, the organization C-Vain. We'll have a Mic'd Up Pop-Up for that as well. All right, let's do this. Take a break. When we come back, we have sounds that need to be rehomed. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, took third place in the Miss Maine pageant. Bill was there to support her. It was also reported over the weekend that she's been denied access to UNC football and that Bill's family is concerned he's being taken advantage of. Dating is tough these days for a 73-year-old guy like Bill.
Are you an older divorced guy with loads of cash? Looking for a woman younger than your own kids? And want to watch the games in the hottest new sports bar? Then come to Belichick's. Yeah, that's where it's happening. And every night is Young Ladies Night. Women 21 to 24 get in free.
That's dumb. Don't all women get in free? It's a sports bar.
That's a problem with you young ones. You're too mouthy.
You can't say that.
Sure we can. We're men of a certain age. We don't know any better. Plus, we're millionaires.
Oh, hi. I'm Cheyenne.
Yeah, have a seat, honey. Belichick's. So tell me, what's your major?
Anyway. All right. Let's do viral videos. The jokesters, There I Ruined It, have created what it would sound like if Liam Neeson's movie Taken was turned into a musical.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you let my daughter go, that'll be the end of it. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you and I will kill you. But I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Like you.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you let my daughter go, that'll be the end of it. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you and I will kill you.
Good luck.
Wow. I think we should end right there. But we won't. Fox News analyst Camry Kinsey fainted live on the air Thursday night on Fox News at night. The show's substitute host, Jonathan Hunt, tried to continue with the segment while she was on the floor.
It's not about ideology, or it's not about.
Oh my goodness! We're just going to get some help here for Cameron. Let me come back to Lydia while we get some help for Cameron here. Lydia, the President. We're going to go to a break right here. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that would have been the smarter thing to do. Kinsey issued a statement on Friday that she was fine and that she was just dehydrated. Let's see. According to experts, popcorn has so many health benefits that it can actually help you live until 100 years old. Here's longevity expert Dan Butner singing the praises of popcorn.
Let me tell you about the best snack that you can eat to live to 100, but you can also afford. Popcorn. Air Pop Popcorn. It's very high in fiber. It's very high in complex carbohydrates. It even has more polyphenols than a lot of vegetables. People didn't realize that. Everybody can afford it. It is easy to make. It's easy to store. And what's the most important? It's delicious.
Okay. And by the way, the key term he uses is air popped. Okay. Ask for it by name. A Chicago-based restaurant, Portillo's, is paying tribute to Pope Leo with a limited-time sandwich. Here is Sarah Worth, the restaurant's director of communications, talking about Pope Leo's sandwich.
You know, it's almost a little bit of divine fate that this happened in May, which happens to be National Italian Beef Month. News hit that the new Pope is from Chicago, and immediately our social media feeds, our emails, even our phones started ringing.
Dubbed the Leo, it remains faithful to the restaurant's signature Italian beef, baptized in gravy, with what they are calling the Holy Trinity of peppers, sweet, hot, or a combo of both.
It is slow roasted for 4 hours. We thinly slice it ourselves.
Okie dokie, the Leo. Ask for it by name. A new study says that the Southern accent is fading in some areas of the South as people migrate to the region from other parts of the U.S. and around the world. I noticed that here in Lynchburg. Here is a Southern family talking about if they've noticed the accent going away over the years.
I don't think I know anyone that has a clear, distinctive Southern, what I would consider from watching TV years ago, the traditional Southern accent.
I don't think I have an accent, but when I talk to other people, they say that I sound very country, or they can't figure out where I'm from.
People in Georgia do have an accent compared to, like, people in New York.
I think a little bit will be lost, a little bit of that Southern charm, the sweet tea sitting on the porch, waving at your neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Skip that. We're gonna do that a little bit later. Let's skip that. Let's go to a comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Larry Miller on how we refer to age through life, hitting age milestones.
Do you realize the only time in our lives we like to get old is when we're kids? If you're less than 10 years old, you're so excited about aging, you think in fractions. How old are you? 4 and a half. You're never 36 and a half. You're 4 and a half and going on 5. That's the key there. You're going on. You get into your teens. Now they can't hold you back. You jump to the next number. How old are you? I'm going to be 16. And then the greatest day of your life, you become 21. But you see, even the word sounds like a ceremony. You become 21, but you turn 30. Makes you sound like bad milk. He turned, we had to throw him out. But it's no fun now. What went wrong? What changed? You become 21, you turn 30, then you're pushing 40. It's all slipping away. You become 21, you turn 30, you're pushing 40, then you reach 50. And you make it to 60. You become 21, you turn 30, you're pushing 40, you reach 50, you make it to 60. By then you built up so much speed, you hit 70.
All right, there you go. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, but firmly and vigorously. Give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we're going to get stupid. We got your stupid criminals in the news, and we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Do 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 do. Oh yeah, hi there. Time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. Alright, this guy. The force is definitely not with this guy. A 25-year-old guy in Nebraska named Aiden White has been arrested after he attacked his 37-year-old female neighbor and her 7-year-old daughter with a lightsaber. He first struck the girl while he was playing with her friends. While she was out playing with her friends, her mom confronted him, and he hit her in the arm and shoulder with a lightsaber. Both the mother and daughter said he hit them hard enough that it was painful. Police were called. Aiden admitted to the attack. He told police that he was upset with the victims because his rent was going to be raised, supposedly because the victims kept a shared thermostat too high. Aiden was charged with 2 felonies, child abuse and second-degree assault. Dummy. And then there's this. A woman is going viral on TikTok for showing how a Pizza Hut location was keeping kitchen supplies, including pizza boxes, stacked in a bathroom. The company responded, saying they'd quickly resolve the issue. Here's part of the video.
I came to order pizza, but before getting the pizza, I said, let me use the washroom. The toilet is here. The supplies, the pizza boxes, the things in that you put the sauce in and everything. Why are there food supplies in the washroom where the toilet is, where people take everything? This is actually disgusting.
It brings new meaning to the word Pizza Hut. Sorry. Anyway. Thank you. I'm here all week. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A mom and a son in Texas were in the same graduating class on Friday. Kyle and Brandy Fields both earned graduate degrees from TCU in Fort Worth. Here's the mom talking about graduating college together.
I'm feeling excited, a little bit nervous. So it's been fun to attend tailgates with him, to see him in action at his sporting events. All the stars aligned perfectly. The first for us and our family, you know, graduate degrees, mother, son. And it was pretty fun for him to say, hey, I got us matching shoes for us to wear to our graduation ceremony. And I was like, wow, I'm not too old to wear these, but okay, if you think I can rock it, we'll try it.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is there music? Oh, there is music playing. Yeah, there is. All right. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. And also, coming up on the 21st, it is the United Way of Central Virginia's Day of Caring. And if you have a nonprofit organization and you don't have to be a United Way partner agency, if you have a nonprofit organization that needs some stuff done, it could be as simple as weeding your garden or painting a fence or fixing up an office, filing, whatever it is, you can submit your request to the United Way if you visit UnitedWayCV.org and find out the information, click on it, and go ahead and submit your request. And they will find volunteers to come out to your location on Day of Caring to do those tasks. And if you are an individual or an organization, a group that would like to volunteer on that day, you can also learn more at UnitedWayCV.org and be paired up with a nonprofit organization that needs your help for the day. And then there's a luncheon at Bank of the James Stadium, at the Hillcat Stadium. That is absolutely positively free. There will be entertainment, plus me. I'll be your MC for the Day of Caring. I wanted to share this, too. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, and I had the opportunity to stay overnight in Danville on Saturday. I was working at Ballad Brewing. We had an event, and typically whenever I do an event down in Danville, and especially if it's at Ballad Brewing, I don't like to drive all the way back to Lynchburg. So I either stay at the Danville B. I said the B.
Oh, no, not the B!
Yes, the B. Or I stay at the Holbrook. Now, I stayed at the Holbrook this time, but I wanted to show you these photos of the Danville B. These are boutique hotels that are absolutely positively stunning. So if you are traveling down there for either leisure or you're working down there, because I know a lot of guys and a lot of people that work here, live here in Lynchburg, but also have an office or do a lot of work down in Danville. And I would totally recommend staying at the B. Check this place out. This is phenomenal. It is absolutely gorgeous. They have full suites available with kitchens built in. It is just an absolutely incredible hotel. The bathrooms are fantastic. This is the lobby area of the B. And it's just, it's a tremendous, tremendous addition to downtown Danville. Let me see if I can show you. And if you're listening, by the way, hop onto our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA. I'm going to bring up the Holbrook Hotel, Danville. And I want you to check out some of these photos as well. All right, let's share the screen. Share. Boom. And it is billed as the closest hotel to the casinos in Danville. Just a 5-minute drive, and if you want to stay off property, I would totally recommend going there. Where did this disappear? Or no, there it is. There's all the photos. I stayed this past weekend. I stayed in that suite that is depicted on the shared screen, and it was just phenomenal. And thank you so much, by the way, Madison. For hooking me up with the suite. I had absolutely positively no idea that I was getting all that, and it was great. It had a full kitchen, it had a living room, the bedroom, the bathrooms are fantastic. And if you end up heading down there, if you're going down there for leisure and you're going to go down to hang out at the casino, I would recommend staying off property and just go enjoy the hustle and bustle, grab dinner, see a show, do some gaming, but then retire to the Holbrook. All right. So check it out. It is the Holbrook in Danville. That is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
434.